RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
If there's one man I love talking to about college football, he is the man, he's the myth, he is the legend. He is Tim May, and he joins us on the Fan Hotline. You can hear him on the Tim May Podcast with Clay Hall. Sir, I have to tell you now, I am sitting next to a man in Anthony Lant who is wearing an Ed Orgeron Christmas sweater that is an all-timer. I'm going to take a picture and send you this thing. You got to own this. This is right up your alley.
Football. Joe Burrow, greatest quarterback all time. Joe Burrow couldn't have won without him. Had to beg him to come and beg him to stay. So love Joe Burrow.
We coming. You got luck. We coming.
Football. That guy was a head coach at a lot of places.
That guy, he opened his mouth, man, just immediately was on one of those airboats on the bayou dodging alligators.
Oh, yeah. And then you think, he was interim head coach at USC. You know what I mean? Are you kidding me?
Could you imagine just these, blonde hair surfers coming up to Coach O and getting instructions from him and probably looking at him going, what?
Here's the thing. Football players, for the most part, are football players. Meaning, I think most football players identified with him. I mean, because he's gutturally tough and, he knows how to schmooze, but he also knows how to tell you to your face, you've got something on your face. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. I've always found Ed Orgeron an interesting anomaly in the landscape of college football because he won a national championship too, by the way. And, I think a couple of programs might regret letting him go, but, it is what it is now. It's football history.
Tim, the sweatshirt is in LSU colors, but I got it because I'm a huge Northwestern State fan. Obviously, that's
where you go. Nacogdoches, Louisiana. Only few of us have ever been there. Have you been there?
No. Never been to Louisiana.
Their big rival when I was living in East Texas was Stephen F. Austin State University, which it was in, you just saw them play the other night in the FCS semifinals or quarterfinals, but they were in Nacogdoches, Texas, and Louisiana. Northwest Louisiana was in Natchitoches, Louisiana, and they were only 80 miles apart, but they had a big rivalry.
Tammy could have made those up, and I would believe it.
Because they're probably the only two colleges in hometowns that ended in O-C-H-E-S.
I was going to say Natchitoches, home of Clint Dempsey, U.S. men's team striker. I knew that for a good period of time. These are the dumb things that are in my head, Tim. All right, let's get to some football. So tonight we've got Oklahoma taking on Alabama. John Mateer going up against Ty Simpson. What are you looking for in this game?
I'm just looking at two teams that are almost alike in the sense of they're equal, but not equal parts. I mean, I like Alabama's offense right now better than Oklahoma's offense, but is Mateer with time off, is he going to be more like the Mateer we saw at the beginning of the year? That all rhymes. Give him some cheer. But, and then defensively, you think Oklahoma's got the better defense. I think Alabama, we saw them against Georgia. I think their defense just kind of said, well, golly, if the offense isn't going to play, what are we doing here? You know what I mean? I think you saw that kind of evolve. But I think both these teams are mystery teams that you could look at them and go, wow, you know, they're pretty good, but they're still a year away is what I'm seeing there. So I think you're going to see two teams kind of let it all hang out and see where it falls because the winner gets who? Indiana, right, in the Rose Bowl. So
yeah.
So that's a nice prize to luck into on a team that's still rebuilding is not the right term. Reloading may be the better term. So Ty Simpson, I got to see him play live this year once when my baby brother Tony, who's going to be 68, 2 days after Christmas, we went to the Alabama at South Carolina game because I'd never been to a game at South Carolina. It was one Ohio State's second off week this week, and Ty Simpson left a lot to be desired, but so did Alabama's offensive line. And if you've seen, they've been had by decent defensive fronts. I think Oklahoma has a decent defensive front. Oklahoma's the host, so I would lean toward Oklahoma in this one.
Tim, there's been a lot of conversation this week about whether or not the Cinderella belongs in the college football playoff. Do you agree with that, that somebody like James Madison belongs in the college football playoff, or should they just stick with the Blue Bloods?
What's the best analogy I can come up with for that? I don't really have one, except, you know, when you buy a ticket on an airliner and you're sitting in the back row economy, but once you bought the ticket, everybody agreed you belonged on the airplane. That's kind of what has happened here, and it's come home to roost. I mean, they're trying to appease, you know, the other six. I would call them the other six, as opposed to the Power Four. And you don't really have any.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Any complaint, if you're even a major college football fan, you knew what the scenario was going into the year, just like a year ago. If A and B and C and D happened, this could happen. So I don't have any problem with it, but I see it going away almost in a heartbeat because too many people are butthurt. You know, when a lot of people in the first class and business class get butthurt, things happen. So that's what I see, but I don't have any problem with it. I see, you know, Tulane got drilled by Ole Miss this year, right? But Tulane's actually played pretty good football this year. James Madison is the one you're really scratching your head about, because think about the legacy of Kurt Cignetti, man, both Indiana for the second straight year and the place he left, James Madison, are in the college football playoff. Are you kidding me? So, and then you look and you see Oregon's missing what? It's three of its top receivers going into this game. That could be very interesting.
The legend Tim May joining us on the Fan Hotline. Well, you brought up Tulane. I have had Tulane circled against Ole Miss throughout this entire thing because it feels like the coaching matchup here are two complete opposites of each other in the fact that Lane Kiffin essentially just, you know, said fare thee well and walked up the private plane and found himself out of there because he didn't even want to deal with first class anymore because he was too, you know, slighted by the peons. And John Summerall then turning around and coaching this whole thing while still being the head coach of Florida, but still going, no. I'm finishing out this Tulane. I am committed to these kids. What do you make of that, bud?
Well, number one, what bowl game is Florida in? And number two, I make of it what you made of it. I mean, but all those Tulane players know that guy's leaving. You know what I mean? You know, bully for him, but he's abandoning them sooner rather than later. So I'm not sure that's not a push because Ole Miss has got a coach who wants to be there. You know, the guy who got elevated and their future looks bright even with Lane Kiffin leaving. So I think the coaching aspect of it is a push, to be honest with you. So next question.
Tim, the University of Florida is in the Gasparilla Bowl, and how dare you not get excited for that?
That's why I said, what bowl game is Florida in? That's the thing I wanted you to clarify. So,
there was some intense Googling back here for that one. Trust me. I did not have that one in front of me.
Gasparilla. Go ahead now. That's my Spanish.
Tim,
Fernando Mendoza. Fernando Mendoza.
Fernando.
All right, Tim. So Miami and Texas A&M leading off the day tomorrow, and the winner takes on Ohio State. What should Ohio State fans be sort of focused in on in that matchup?
Well, it should be focused in on number one. It starts at noon our time, right? Or does it start at noon our time? It's 11 a.m. their time, right? They're focused in on getting up and not griping because it's not a night game. You know, how Ohio State fans like to gripe when something's not at night. That would serve their best interest. Number two, I don't know why it's not the night game. It's the best matchup on the schedule. Do you agree?
I would agree.
Yeah, my guess would be the whole time zone issue with Oregon. It's a dumb reason, but I think it's the reason.
No, but you can play that. You can play that in the middle of the day. I mean, you know, I was out there. The Ohio State game started at 3:30 Eastern time, 12:30 Oregon time. That's neither here nor there. I think this is the best matchup of the week because it's really just like Alabama, Oklahoma. It's kind of hard to call on who's got the true advantage here, except that Texas A&M is playing at home, right? But the 12th man sometimes hasn't been enough for A&M down through the years. So I think when Ohio State's looking at it, probably a mixed bag. I imagine like Peyton Pierce, Ohio State backup linebacker, and Riley Pettijohn, for example. A backup linebacker would rather play Texas A&M just to show you, you know what I mean. But who Ohio State would prefer? They offer different challenges. I think Texas A&M, both of those teams have really good difference makers on their defensive line, especially pass rush. So you know it'll be a little bit of a chore for their Ohio State offensive line for sure. But I think both of them can be thrown on if you give the quarterback time, meaning tomorrow morning, Central Daylight Time, or whatever it is, Central Time, Standard Time, or even on December the 31st in Jerry World. So I think Ohio State is looking at, they're going to play a pretty damn good team, just because I said it's the best game of the first four doesn't mean I think it's the best teams of the first four. Don't misconstrue that, but both of them can be thrown on, which number one is a plus for Ohio State, which should have Jeremiah Smith and Carnell Tate close to 100% as they've been in a while going into that game, and then right on down from there.
It's going to be a blast, buddy. I'm looking forward to that one. Enjoy every bit of it. Hopefully we talk to you next week. If not, my friend, a very, very Merry Christmas to you and the family.
Hey, I have found through experience, y'all have my phone number. So, you know, give me a call. We'll talk.
It happens every so often. Take care of yourself, buddy. We'll talk soon.
All right. See you, fellas.
Thank you, Tim.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system, It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.